It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, football season is here, a time when husbands disappear and their moods are dictated by what happens in the fourth quarter.
Calm down.
It's also time for couples to be at odds with each other over their teams and what happens when they face each other.
That's not you and your husband, though. You're Jaguars supporters.
Yeah, we both cheer for the same team, which is a good thing because we are highly competitive. Mm. We will still find things to bet on against each other, even though we're cheering for the same team.
How does that work?
Because we're in like pick 'em leagues and stuff.
Oh,
so
of course.
Whoever has like the best week, you know, has to make dinner or doesn't have to make dinner. We always have side bets that happen. But I think it's really interesting when you do have those divided houses, what happens on game day?
Oh, it can be a lot. I remember growing up, my dad and I watching Australian football had different teams.
Mm-hmm.
My mum made a rule that we had to be apart. We had to take it in turns. Someone had to watch it at another person's house.
It was that bad?
We got in fights, fist fights.
Oh,
we didn't speak to each other for like 3 days. One time my mother started crying about it. It was crazy, but that's what sport means to people.
But you're such a gambler. Like, you never had, like, bets with your dad? Like, all right, well, then put your money where your mouth is.
Not when I was younger. We just threw insults at each other.
Well, that's horrible.
But now I should have done that. Looking back on it, I should have did what you did and had bets. It would have made things a lot more amicable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depending on if you won or lost. I know with, like, my husband, he always has bets with his friends, which I continuously tell him, why? We're Jaguars fans. Like, it's probably not the best idea for you to make a bet against somebody that the Jaguars are going to beat them.
So he just has a revolving door of people he bets with?
Yeah, so he notoriously has to buy a jersey at the end of the season or something like that because the Jaguars lose. But fail them.
I do think this is a fun way to do it, and I think a lot of households do this. They have little bets with each other, stuff to do around the house, small bets to get through the game.
Well, even like we talked with Jason Aldean last week, and he said when his college team plays his wife's college team, the winner of them, they fly a huge flag in front of their house.
Yeah,
that's their side bet.
And that's Georgia and Alabama. Couldn't be more like competitive teams, too.
Do you have a divided house? And how does it go down on game day in your house? Whether it's with your friends, your spouse, we want to hear from you.
888-431-3764. Send us a text or give us a call. Football is back. Football is back. And a lot comes with that, including divided households. Do you support separate teams from your partner? If so, do you have a little wager or a bet going on like the 909 here? I'm a Raiders fan and my brother's a Chargers fan. We get together when they play each other and the loser of the game gets to man the grill for the next game while the other just relaxes drinking beer.
I like that one. That's a good one. 909 says we're a divided house. I'm a Rams fan. My husband's a 49ers fan. The hardest part of our house is trying to make it work when the game's on. So no decorations are allowed during football season because we'll one-up each other and there's no need to rub it in if there's a win. So far, we've lasted 7 years.
I love these rules you have to make.
Right?
Because you can seriously get mad at each other.
Well, and things get a little heated from time to time. Check this one out. Melissa on Facebook weighed in and said, we're a divided house three ways. I'm a Bears fan, my husband's a Chargers fan, and my daughter's a Cardinals fan.
All right, that's just one big mess, it sounds like.
Yeah.
The 626 here says, no divided house. Wife was never a football fan since we met. Go Bills.
Okay, well, that works
out. That works, too. Just marry someone that doesn't care.
909 says, my wife and I do make side bets, and they are adult bets. She is a Raiders fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. And let me tell you, I'm very excited that the Raiders are a bad team.
Adult bets. Can you elaborate on that?
No, I can't. Not at all.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Are you a divided house? If so, any side bets going on? We want to hear from you. You could call or text us. 888-431-3764. As if couples needed another reason to fight. It's football season,
it's
and
back.
If you're a divided house, well, yeah, there's probably a little awkwardness in the air when your teams play each other.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, for my husband and I think that's one of the good reasons we both cheer for the same teams. We're both Jaguars fans. Yes, I know I say it wrong, Jaguars. Thank you, 909, for calling me out. But if you have a divided house, there's a little extra stress when game day rolls around.
Absolutely there is, and there are plenty of them, like the 909. Our house is beyond divided. I'm a Chiefs fan, husband's a Raiders fan, kids are Niners, Steelers, and Packers fans.
Oh.
Makes football season more exciting. My favorite Christmas picture is all of us in our team jerseys.
Oh, that's cute. 951 here says, we're a divided house. My husband loves the Rams. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan. No side bets, but you better believe there will be a lot of trash talking happening when the games are on.
These households handle it better than my father and I. We used to throw punches at each other and weren't allowed to watch games together anymore.
562 says, I'm a hardcore San Francisco fan. My husband is a Steelers fan, and my 13-year-old daughter likes the Dolphins. Sometimes my husband and I will do a side bet, but it's usually for like a dollar. My daughter's still a little too young, so a lot of it is just trash talking in the house. The hardest part, though, is always trying to watch the games because there's so many different networks.
She'll be into betting soon. That's true as well. Listen to this. How much would this annoy you? The 909. My house was all Chargers. Now my daughter and my wife are Chiefs fans because of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine a division rival changing teams who won the Super Bowl because of a pop star.
Hey, don't worry. If all the information online's right, they're going to break up in a couple weeks anyways.
Well, been known to write a few songs.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.